The 80-20 Manager, The Secret to Working Less and Achieving More, author Richard Koch. More for less. Companies and managers tend to look at averages, not outliers and extremes. Yet surprisingly, these are what really matter. We know this because of a strange economic principle first outlined over 100 years ago by the Italian economist Vilfredo Pareto. The Pareto Rule, or, as we call it, the 80-20 principle, or simply, the principle. It is the observation that if you divide the world into causes and results, relatively few causes, 20%, nearly always lead to most of the results, roughly 80%. What is the 80-20 principle? It is the observation that a small number of events give rise to the majority of effects. Most consequences come from a small minority of inputs. The lion's share of results come from a small amount of effort and energy. We may find that 80% of consequences arise from 20% of causes, or that 80% of outputs come from 20% of inputs, or 80% of results come from 20% of effort. 10 ways to be an 80-20 manager. Way 1. The Investigating Manager. In business, the most potent type of investigation looks beyond averages, because averages can be misleading. Business is driven by exceptions and extremes, not averages. The Investigating Manager's mission is to work out which is which. Once you get into the groove, investigation gives you an edge as well as a level of excitement that most managers do not know even exists. Using the 80-20 methodology, you will learn to ask a few crucial questions that will provide all the answers you need. Core customers. The 80-20 benchmark suggests that roughly 4/5 of your profits will come from just 1/5 of your customers. These are the core customers, and they are absolutely crucial to your firm's future. Most profitable product lines. You should divide your products into groups that you think might exhibit extremely good or bad profitability. Way 2. The Superconnecting Manager. The art of being a superconnecting manager is cultivating a wide range of diverse casual acquaintances and fully utilizing the weak links we all have in profusion. By far the greatest benefits of weak links accrue to the few people who have the most personal contact. We call these people super connectors. Crucially, these super connectors use each of their weak links much more than the majority use theirs. They have access to many times more information than most people. As a result, super connectors lead far richer lives than most people. Way 3. The Mentoring Manager. Fewer than 20% of managers are effective mentors. Yet this small group of leaders probably account for more than 80% of the performance difference attributable to the human factor. Mentoring is a great example of how a small amount of energy can produce amazing results. The principle suggests that there will only be a few really great mentors in any firm, and their results will put most other mentors into the shade. So identify the great mentors and analyse precisely what they do. Once you know their secret formula, apply it. Way 4. The Leveraged Manager. By lever, we mean any simple device that has the power to multiply the effectiveness of your input and so allows you to achieve extraordinary results through ordinary efforts. We will look at levers that managers can use to magnify their impact. Ideas. Ideas are the ultimate source of human leverage. The trick is to identify these 80-20 ideas, all of which deliver much more for much less. More performance, comfort, satisfaction and delight for less energy, money, labour and time invested. Decisions. They are 80-20 devices because one good decision, reached after perhaps an hour of serious contemplation, might save months or even years of hard labour. So focus on taking the few crucial decisions that could transform your business and your life and let the rest go hang. Trust. You can't become a great manager unless your boss trusts you and you trust your team. The essence of trust is that you focus on the outputs, not the inputs, and you allow your people to do the same. So a lack of trust requires constant supervision. Which makes it horrendously insufficient. It is the antithesis of the 80-20 approach. As a result, if you don't fully trust an individual, neither you nor they will be able to practice 80-20 management. Way 5, the liberating manager. It requires an effort of will to liberate rather than to control your team. Being a liberating manager is not a soft or squidgy option. It demands total honesty and openness and the enforcement of high standards, but is hugely rewarding. The liberating manager brings out the best in all of his or her people for the benefits of each individual and the firm, inspiring each team member to develop and hone their creative side, the small aspects of their personality and abilities that can lead to startling results without the need for excessive effort. Once this is achieved, the whole team will be liberated to operate according to the 80-20 principle. Way 6, the manager seeking meaning. Meaning is subject to the principle. Very few people find true meaning in their lives, but these are the ones who feel progress for the world as a whole. Be incredibly selective. It begins at the beginning. Choosing where to work is as important as what you do while you are there. Most managers allow the organisation to select them carefully. It should be the other way round. Become unique professionally. Success comes when you become a dominant star business, enjoying 95% market share of a sector that's growing fast. The idea of competitive advantage applies to managers as well as firms. Way 7, the time-rich manager. Value is not related to time, but to ideas, collaboration, and the power of our intent as human beings to do what we do. To operate on 80-20 time, the first priority is to identify the most valuable aspects of your work. Then you need the freedom and self-confidence to focus on those areas and ignore everything else. Most of all, though, you need the temperament and discipline to think before you act, to resist distractions and to work only on those vital matters that are truly worthwhile. 8 ways to become time rich. There are 8 simple steps to working fewer hours and achieving better results. But before embarking on them, change your attitude. Think of yourself as a revolutionary, one of a select group of people who have made a crucial discovery, that few things in life matter, but that those things that do matter a great deal. You will achieve great things only if you do it your way, swimming against the tide. Way 8, the simplifying manager. The problem is that most managers love complexity, so simplifying is hard because it goes against the managerial grain. Simplifying manager avoids problems that cannot be simplified and concentrates instead on a few important issues where simplification is possible and will yield powerful results. The issue must have some emotional resonance. Something purely intellectual or rational won't work. A product must simply aesthetic appeal by being sleek, cute, clever, or resembling something beautiful in nature. It's even better if the product boasts technological improvements, but looks like its predecessors. Way 9, the lazy manager. Laziness really does work, even if you're not fortunate enough to be naturally lazy. Of course, you cannot be lazy in every kind of job. You need to find one where you control your own hours and are unsupervised, which is one reason why so many lazy achievers start their own enterprises. Furthermore, laziness is not easy to achieve. Sometimes you will only master it towards the end of your career, and you'll certainly need determination to stick with it along the way. Ultimately, though, it's worth it, because lazy managers achieve exceptional results. Only by being economical with your energy and attention can you make it count when it matters. Way 10, the strategic manager. Strategic managers create fantastic value by reimagining their industry. By devising fresh ways of doing business, they provide unique products or services for which customers are happy to pay a premium. Or they cut costs by reducing quality, or ideally they do both. They sell for more and produce for less. While they may profoundly differ in style and ideology, strategic managers have something in common. Each of them has a unique insight into his or her industry, a radical vision for a better way of doing business within it, and an uncompromising determination to bring it about. What unites all the ways to be an 80-20 manager? If we can't achieve good results through reasonable effort, it's impossible to achieve great results from trying harder. Achieving goals is never a solo effort. Other people's ideas, hard work, and dedication.